the man. Come join these boys. BS in the morning.
Greg and Stephen, the cleaning guy, went up to Area 51. When was that? Friday night?
Yep.
I tagged along as well. I got to witness. I just wanted to see what was going on. And I did see exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
Stephen disappeared. Stephen was there and then just vanished.
Really?
And yeah. It was just like...
He was like an amusement park?
It was a...
Disneyland for Stephen?
It was what? 3,000 people, I think is what they said? How many people were there?
That's amazing.
At least a couple thousand people, for sure.
Yes. That was the actual estimation that they were talking about.
I think a lot of these people were like, oh, I heard there was like 100 people, but they're talking about different places.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the actual Area 51 side.
Correct, yes.
There was another place, and a place called, like, Heiko or something. There was another one down by, like, somewhere else. Now, we went to the OG.
Yeah, we went to the actual Area 51 right outside. Yeah. There was a bunch of people and a lot of dance, rave, techno music. There was some DJs up
there.
There
was also bands.
And there was bands, yep.
Yeah.
They had two stages. And one, there was like a jam band on one, and then the going on in the other one, which I imagine in the audio you could pick up quite well, since everybody was hovering around these two stages.
Yeah.
Is there anything we need to know, Greg, before we play back some of the audio? And there's a lot of it, so we're going to have to break it up here.
Yeah,
but
there is a lot. I guess as we go along, if there's anything I need to interject, I'll just...
Okay.
Throw it in there.
Sounds good. This is Greg's audio and Steve the cleaning guy's audio from Area 51.
Oh, well, I guess we should say this. Steven, because we don't see it on... Steven's in his fetish gear.
Oh, yes.
But he has an alien mask on and some antennas that I made for him out of a aluminum foil.
So. Okay, so Steven's in a leather onesie.
The mask is more like a horror pumpkin mask.
Yeah, what's up with the pictures? I saw the pictures of it.
I don't know.
The horror, it's like a pumpkin mask.
I don't know. It was whatever was available on the way down there.
Really scary.
Looked good to me.
Really scary.
It was hilarious. Not very alien-y, but very funny.
What do you mean? Is it an alien? How do you know what an alien would look like?
I assume an alien wouldn't look like a pumpkin, but you're right. Who knows?
He didn't look like a pumpkin.
He was a pumpkin.
How is that a pumpkin?
Is that not a pumpkin?
A jack-o'-lantern.
No,
it is
not a pumpkin. A pumpkin is something you grow on the ground. It's not made of plastic.
It looks like a horror pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you.
Oh, God. Here we
go.
Greg and Steven's audio. As Steven is in his BDSM suit, his famous suit at this point.
Yeah. All right, it's Greg from BS in the Morning. We have come upon Area 51. I have
also
you're not
sorry.
Believe this. I have actually my breathing's off because of my pet cock, so I apologize.
You're the only one thinking about that. Here we go.
You're not going to believe this. I have actually gone in, got out, and I have an alien. I found an alien. I have him in sort of like a cuff type roped off thing. I am now taking him back to the vehicle so I can get him home. The thing is, there's people out here though walking around. What's your name, sir?
Nick.
Nick, how you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. How are you?
I'm pretty good, dude. This is actually Bleep Blop. I found him inside Bleep Blop. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh my God.
I've actually studied up on this language. He actually said he's a, this is Bleep Blop the cleaning guy. He is actually a 35-year-old bisexual virgin. He's into BDSM though. What planet are you from? He's from the planet Zodak.
Oh my God.
So Bleep Blop from Zodak. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask him?
Okay, can I just pause?
How is he making that noise?
What is that, a turkey gobble? What is going on there?
I don't know.
That's Bleep Blop's language?
It's obviously an alien language. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Is
pumpkins
he shaking his head or hitting his throat? What is he? How's he doing that?
He's talking. He's an alien. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
All right. Of course, that's what the Bleep Blop, the cleaning guy's alien language sounds like.
So Bleep Blop from Zodak, do you have anything else you'd like to ask him?
I don't have anything.
No?
Oh.
Miss, what's your name?
Janet.
Janet. Have you met Bleep Blop?
I saw Bleep Blop.
What do you think?
He's interesting.
Yeah, he looks like an interesting guy, right? You want to ask Bleep Blop any questions?
Can you breathe in that suit?
Bleep Blop, she wants to know if you can breathe. come on. You don't even know her mother. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm not going to. He's a little irritated right now. I don't want to get into all that, but apparently he can breathe because he's fine. He's doing all right. Now, Bleep Blop goes both ways. We got Nick and Janet here. Would either one of you, you know, I mean, you got a chance to hook up with an alien. You'd be like Captain Kirk.
Oh, God.
You know what? Let's see what Nick has to say about
Nick, what do you think? You want to be Nick, captain of the alien?
I ain't going to lie. I'd probably do it.
No! Nice!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Nick was up for anything.
The first one.
Yeah.
Getting in on a threesome.
Yeah.
Whoo, Bleep Blop's down, huh?
Tell you what, Nick's lady was not bad looking either.
Nice. Good, good, good. All right, keep it going.
All right, hi, I'm Greg. What's your name?
Marla.
Marla?
Emma?
Marla and Emma. What are you guys doing out here?
Selling novelty souvenirs. Yeah.
Okay, cool. How much are they?
$10.
$10? Bleep Blop, they said they're $10. What do you think? Okay, that is rude. These are nice ladies. All right, come here. What's your name, man?
Brandon.
Your name's Brandon? Where are you guys going?
I'm Pat. This is Brad.
I'm Brad.
Hey, Brad. This is Bleep Blop. I rescued him from Area 51, the dungeons over there.
Good. Oh, good. Yeah.
Clap them cheeks.
Now, he's a 35-year-old bisexual alien. He's a virgin.
So hot.
He's pretty hot. And he also is into BDSM. He's a sub. So I was wondering, are any of you guys into BDSM? Are you guys bi?
I'm more of a dominoes kind of man. And, but yeah.
What about a dominatrix?
Dominatrix? Yeah. That's some weird alien magic.
Cover him in pepperoni. Leave him on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's what it is. Cover him in pepperoni. Leave him on the side of the road.
No, all right.
Have my big sausage.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
This is a weird hodgepodge of people. Like, what is going on? You got people.
And they have the worst voices I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean.
This is like, you got ladies
it's
selling
like Mad
novelties.
Max, basically, is what this is.
Yeah, it was like Mad Max.
It's like post-apocalyptic.
That's insane.
People were weird out there. And
now,
then
by
you
the way,
other people
this is the middle of the desert, by the way.
Yeah, there's nothing going
like
on.
Like, you're acting like, I mean, not acting, but people are probably assuming there's like a setup, like a carnival. I mean, literally the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
No rules.
No, nothing.
No rules.
The cops are like, I was like, where do we park? The cops are like, Rah. I was like, okay.
Literally anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no, people were driving across the desert. People were driving, parked in the desert.
That's
there's
amazing.
People just standing there peeing in the desert. There's just nothing around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's like generators with spotlights.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
What's your name?
Warren.
Warren. My name's Greg. I'm from Cop 92.3, The Rock Station. Have you seen aliens?
How would I know?
That's a good point, sir. That's a good point.
Shapeshifters.
What are you doing out here? Where are you from?
I'm not from anywhere, really.
You're not from anywhere?
America, mostly.
You're from America? All right, cool, dude.
All right. That
Greg, I'm pretty sure you just met an alien.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Yeah, no backstory. You're an alien. No, I'm not. Why? I don't know.
How could you tell? Yeah. How do I know? Where are you from? Everywhere.
Does anyone really know if they're an alien?
That's amazing.
This is the weirdest mix of people.
It gets weirder. What's your name?
Tori.
Tori and...
Lexi.
Tori and Lexi. Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I actually just rescued this guy from Area 51. His name's Bleep Blop. He's from the planet Zodak. And he's actually a 35-year-old virgin bisexual alien that's into BDSM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know, normal stuff. So I was wondering, he likes to be, you know, he's like the only alien that really likes to be pro bi humans, not the other way around. Would either of you guys like to like spank him or give him any kind of?
Absolutely. Yeah, let me spank him. Let me clap them cheeks.
All right, turn around, Bleep Blop.
I hate that term.
All right, here we go. Go ahead. Hey, bud, what'd you do?
Hold on a second.
Hold oh my second. God.
I gotta rewind that. I gotta hear that clap.
It's actually way louder, but I didn't have a mic up to his mouth. I only had one mic, you know what I mean? So I. It would have been louder if I had a better.
I think how Steven's in character.
Yeah,
still.
He's trying to stay in character but enjoy it at the same time. Dude, the funniest thing, this is all going on like 30 feet away from a really important like government secret base. And, like,
so true.
I gotta receive a credit for remaining in character.
He's getting spanked, loving it.
And he's still bleep plop. How far off is that from his actual squeak? Here we go. Side by side comparison. Here we go. Bleep plop squeak. Okay, and then Steven squeak. It's not far off, actually.
It's actually.
What?
Nothing.
It's actually pretty close.
Yeah! Bleep plop, what'd you think? All right, nice, nice. Yeah. Thank you, Lexi. We appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
Would you guys like to maybe, I don't know, spend the night with Bleep plop?
I've got a strap on. You said he's into probing.
Oh, my.
Actually, yes. God. Would you use the strap on Bleep plop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She has a strap on. What do you think? He says okay. He says okay. Yeah, yeah, he'll take it. Do you have it with you?
Yeah.
All right. Yay, Bleep plop. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did anything happen?
Did he lose his Steven? Virginity at Area 51? Did he?
I don't know. Does it count if it's bleep blob at the time?
Yes! Right.
I don't think so. Maybe that's what he needs. He needs a freeing alter ego.
Yeah.
That's what he needs.
What a story.
Okay, already, this is wonderful. You got him spanked. You talked to a shape-shifting guy who's zero background.
Yeah.
You talked to some people selling things.
Started off a little rocky, but it gets better as it goes on.
I'm looking forward to it. We're about halfway done with that audio. Let's play some tunes. We'll come back more with Greg and Steven's trip to Area 51. Oh, I got to play the intro. Oh, we'll do that. I'll fire it up here. Motley Crue, it's comp. Los Rages is happening on the 18th and 19th of October. Bring Me the Horizon. Rob Zombie, Chevelle, I Prevail, a whole lot more. Get your details and your tickets over there on comp.com. Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS?
BS in the
like
morning.
Bull-
That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee. And you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
Greg and our cleaning guy, Steven, have ventured out to Area 51. Steven is wearing his BDSM onesie. I always call it the onesie, but it's like a skin-tight pleather suit that he had custom ordered from Germany. Mm-hmm. And it fits him like a glove. It really does. And he loves it because it's tight. It's part of his fetish. He likes to be dominated. He's a sub. However, Steven is now up there at Area 51. He's now an alien, essentially. Is that good?
He's definitely an alien, yeah.
All right.
Now, I got to say, in between this, as we were walking, Steven got into a newspaper in Sacramento as well. Some guy stopped.
Wait, what?
Yeah. A journalist came over and asked if he could take it. I said, what's it for? And I forget the paper's name. I have to look it up. But in the Sacramento newspaper, you'll be able to see Bleep Blop there, too, as well. He took, like, a bunch of shots, like, up and down, like, look pouty. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He was, like, going at it. Like,
look pouty. You're a tiger.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, there we go. Steven's getting in some press.
There's also an ABC action.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that. I'll be coming up here in a few minutes. However, Steven and Greg didn't name the trip. You named the trip. And it's time for round two of Izzy's Hairy Tank.
Greg and Steven don't stop believing it's Izzy's Hairy Tank on BS in the Morning.
Okay, more on the... I would say street, but there's no streets on the desert interview of Steven and Greg up there at Area 51. We go right back to it.
Hi, I'm Greg from BS in the Morning on Comp 92.3. This is actually Bleep Blop. I just rescued him from Area 51.
Yeah.
So, like, you're into, like, Bleep Blop a little bit, right? What do you think of Bleep Blop?
He's cute.
Yeah? What do you think, Bleep Blop? She's cute? Oh, wow, a little vulgar, but he likes you. He likes you. Let's just say. Would you... He Bleep Blop actually likes, he's like one of the only aliens that likes to be probed instead of the other way around. So I was wondering, I mean, you don't have to like probe him, but do you want to like maybe spank him, give him a little abuse? He likes that kind of, yeah? All right, cool. All right, turn around, Bleep Blop. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Carmen.
Carmen's going to spank Bleep Blop. Go ahead, turn around, Bleep Blop. There we go. Oh, yeah.
One more.
Yeah. Way to go, Carmen. What is that?
Bag of wine.
Oh, what? Wait, what's
clap them cheeks.
What's your name?
Clap them cheeks. Clap them cheeks. Brandon.
Your name's Brandon? How much wine have you drank?
A lot.
Yeah? What do you think of Bleep Blop over here?
Bleep Blop.
You like Bleep Blop? Yeah, he's pretty cool. Why are you holding a bag of wine over Bleep Blop's head?
We're trying to get their mask.
That's Bleep Blop's actual face, buddy. I can't.
Actual face. We can't take Bleep Blop's face.
All right, guys. Take care. What's your name?
Okay, hold on one sec.
That guy, I gotta explain
what's going on here, because he was getting spanked.
This guy was getting really weird and like up on Bleep Blop, and he like had this bag of wine, like it was like a
Franzia bag.
I don't really know, like the
bag inside the box.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it would come out of a box of wine. The bag that would be inside of a box. Yeah,
yeah. Slap the bag.
He's holding it over his head, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like trying to trade the bag of wine for Bleep Blop's face. Basically, is what was going on.
Oh. What's going on?
Yeah, what? And he was trash. This guy
not
was
not a bad trade.
This guy was trashed.
I would have taken the wine.
This guy,
a box of wine. Mm-hmm.
This guy came in for the rescue.
We can't take Bleep Blop's face.
Oh my god!
Shout out to that guy for coming in. By the way, who gets drunk off white wine?
Weirdo, dude.
Franzia actually, it gets you really drunk really fast because it's crap wine. But man, the hangover the next day is awful.
Yeah.
Like, who parties with a bag of white wine at Area 51?
Well, college students. I love
college students.
Nobody. What? I was in college. Yeah, nobody partied with that.
Back in, you would slap the bag. You never heard that?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We were mad.
I am saying though, I do genuinely love how open all these people are at this festival to talk to Bleep Blop.
Yeah. Oh, they were just.
They're so accepting of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
All right, here we go.
I wish I was there.
That was weird and creepy.
Yeah,
he was in the middle of getting spanked, and then this guy comes
along. It almost was like, I didn't get physical, but it was almost like, all right, what's going on with this guy type thing?
Oh, yeah. All right. Bleep Blop's protector.
Priya, what's your name?
Hi, Greg. I'm Kari Tarver.
This is Bleep Blop. I actually rescued him from Area 51.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's I'll tell you in a minute. Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you seen an alien?
No.
Have you seen a UFO?
Yes.
Where?
Back in when I was at Bible camp, I saw it come down and it touched my life, and I've been there ever since. I've been pursuing it ever since.
Really? Wow. Well,
it was like in 1976.
That is amazing. That's a year before I was born.
Yes. See?
Well, I have some amazing news for you. Yeah. Your quest is over. I have found an alien. His name is Bleep Blop. He is a 35-year-old. Bisexual, BDSM loving alien.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Do you think maybe the Bleep Blop is the alien you saw that long ago?
No.
No? You don't think so? Why?
Because I saw a bright light come down and sit on the mountain for a long time. So
that's
no.
That's actually real.
Real.
Yeah.
Real.
Well, Bleep Blop's real though. So.
so committed.
Bleep Blop is that.
Bleep Blop, are you related to J-Rod?
He said, who's that?
What? J-Rod is the original, the one that came down in 1947 in Roswell and has been kept for 50 years. Come on.
Yeah. All right. He said J-Rod was a bitch. He ate J-Rod. That's what he said.
J-Rod is a good alien, and I'm going to meet him one day.
All right. Would you have sex with J-Rod if you found him?
No.
No. Well, what about Bleep Blop?
I respect him very much.
Okay.
No.
All right, that makes sense. All right.
I like how this lady draws a line at having sex with aliens because she went to Bible camp.
Yeah.
But she's out there getting wasted outside Area 51 like a rave.
With a guy that was way younger than her, by the way. Like, way younger.
I was like,
this is weird.
The whole thing, that's the part that's weird. Not the part she's like, I've seen UFO when I was at Bible camp, mm-hmm. and I've been pursuing it ever since.
Yeah, she's been looking since before I was born. She's been looking for this alien.
Yeah, not gonna find it.
Well.
Flashlights are a hell of a thing. All right, here we go. You ready? Keeping it rolling.
What's your name?
My name is Monkey.
Monkey?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Have you ever met a bleep blop?
I have never not in the streets. Wicked.
Yeah, right?
Cool, huh?
Wait a minute. What did he just say?
I don't know, dude.
He
this
said,
guy's
no,
holding...
never, but this dude is wicked.
I think I bring it up, but just to let you know, this guy's holding a gigantic bag of vape. Like, like a hefty bag full of weed vape.
What?
That he just like, yeah, you never seen those bags? They have these
no.
vape. A vaporizer blows up a big bag and you pull it
off.
Oh,
the volcano?
Volcano, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's walking around with a big bag of weed vape.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a beach ball filled with...
Almost, yeah. Like,
yeah,
and he just sucks it out of the ball.
A hot air balloon looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just try to hear again what Monkey said here. Hold on.
I have never not in the streets wicked.
Sure.
Cool, huh? Yeah. What do you, have you, is this the first alien you've ever met?
Not at all, man.
Another alien?
For sure, they're jumping across, but.
What do you got in your bag right there?
This one or that one?
Oh, either one.
This one's oxygen, that one's all brewskis.
Okay.
Nice, dude.
Oxygen, he means weed vape.
Yeah, definitely not oxygen.
Yeah.
What he meant was lack of oxygen
yeah.
in his brain.
So you got beer and oxygen. The two essentials.
For sure, man. I'm looking for those aliens. This is what they want. I want some cheeks.
Right, nice.
Hey, what if Bleep Blop gave you his cheeks?
Not about that. Female cheeks. Female
cheeks.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I like Monkey. Monkey's a good dude. We got time for one more here. Let's do one more.
What's your name?
Great. I'm Maddie.
Maddie and?
Michaela. Hi.
Michaela. What are you guys doing out here?
We're looking to find some aliens and jam this music.
Okay, well, you are in luck because I just rescued this alien from Area 51.
Oh, yay! Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Bleep Blop. Yeah, he's a 35-year-old bisexual virgin alien who's into BDSM.
Bleep Blop. We love you.
Now, here's the thing about Bleep Blop. Bleep Blop likes punishment. Would you ladies like to punish Bleep Blop for me?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
How about a double smack on his ass from both of you? Will you guys do that for me? All right, Craig, turn around, Bleep Blop. Let's go. Here we go.
Three, two, one.
Yeah! Try one more time.
Go after one.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Bleep Blop, how was that? Oh wow, he likes you guys. He likes you guys. Hey, thank you guys so much, all right?
Thank you. Yeah, okay.
All right. That's amazing. There's still a couple more minutes left.
Yo, by the way, those girls are hot.
Well, you can tell because their names are Madison and Mackenzie or whatever.
I have videos of all this stuff, by the way, so we'll be posting a lot of this.
You can always guess the girl's age by her name. Maddie and Mackenzie are definitely younger ladies. All right. Well, there you have it. We'll get to more audio from Izzy's Hairy Tank coming on up here after 8 o'clock.
BS in the morning.
I like to hear what I call the pulse of the city.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Greg and Steven don't stop believing it's Izzy's Hairy Tank on BS in the morning.
Yes. Greg Salerno, Steven the Cleaning Guy, Area 51 raid, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get Steven in his leather suit, his custom-made, skin-tight BDSM fetish gear out into the desert, into the real wilderness. And you know what? He rocked it. And it got dusty. I hope it's okay. Hope he's able to wash that thing somehow. I'm not sure. A lot of dust was being kicked up because there was cars driving all over the place, all over the road, all over the non-road salt flat deals.
Yeah, it was basically like a big salt flat we were on.
Yeah, dude. It was like a weird Burning Man kind of vibe. There was no rules. The cops didn't even know what was going on. As long as we didn't go past that barrier or whatever, that little gate, they were like totally fine with whatever.
Yep.
Just nobody die, please. We're all out here trying to... just survive the night. So, Greg, you're up there with a microphone and Steven in his fetish gear. He's dressed as an alien, and you're going around talking to people. Let's continue on your quest here.
Hi, I'm Greg. What's your name?
Sarah.
Hi.
How you doing? Good.
What are you doing out here?
Just doing alien stuff.
Alien stuff. You know? Well, speaking of alien stuff, I have a real alien. I just rescued this guy from Area 51. His name's Bleep Blop.
He saw them aliens.
Yeah, ooh, dude.
Bleep okay.
Guy right here. Sing a song about Bleep Blop and aliens, whatever you want. A Bleep Blop song.
Okay, Bleep Blop, he never stops. Stop and drop and flip and flop. Yeah, that's
dude,
my song.
That's his favorite. We already talked about this earlier. His favorite sexual position is called the flip flop. I swear to God, we talked about it earlier.
Okay, I see you, yeah. Blip Blop.
Yeah, have you ever met an alien before?
Excuse me, you didn't correct this lady? It's not Blip Blop.
Yeah, and when you see the video, you'll see why I didn't correct her. So hot, dude.
Oh, she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing by yourself out here? It was like dangerous. I was like, wow. Almost like, you should come with us. It looks dangerous out here.
No.
Is this your first alien?
It might be, yeah.
I know he's an alien, but like, let's say Bleep Blop lived on Earth. Would you date Bleep Blop?
I don't see why not. He's pretty sexy.
Yeah. What's sexy about Bleep Blop?
The bleeps and then the blops.
Yeah, both,
it's pretty right? good, yeah. Oh.
I feel like he had a lot more blops than bleeps. A lot of blops going on. All right, we got the last one here, and then we have to get to your interview when you got on the yeah. news.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name, bro?
Dude, I am Daddy. Oh. Daddy Music.
Hey. What are you doing out here?
Dude, I am actually headlining the EDM stage.
Are you really?
It's out the night tonight.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think about this guy over here?
This is Bleep Blop. Dude, I think he's handsome.
That's Bleep Blop, the cleaning guy.
Actually, I think my wife spanked him.
Really?
Yeah, did you get spanked earlier?
You did get spanked earlier.
Yeah, so that was my
hilarious.
Wife.
Hilarious.
So nice. I'm okay with it.
Are you upset? You guys swing?
No, not real. No, we don't swing. Alien, but I mean... We've thought about clapping cheeks.
Okay, what's up with the clapping cheeks?
I don't know.
What's going on out there?
Stupid.
Greg, you got on the news, huh?
Well, yeah. We as we were walking, we were directly in line of sight of ABC Action 13 News.
Okay.
So,
is that... No, that's not. Is that a Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that KTNB?
Yes.
It's Action 13 News. Craig.
Sorry.
Good Lord. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We just play it. Here we go.
Sure.
Hey, everyone. Joe Bartels here with...
Hey, I'm Greg from BS in the Morning on Comp Night 2.3, the Rock Station. Actually, I know you guys are out here looking for people with aliens and stuff, right? Is that...
Yeah, we've seen some characters for sure,
yeah.
And it looks like you have one right
well,
here.
Well, so. I have the real deal, okay? This guy, I just rescued him out of Area 51. He was in a dungeon down there. We want to come on over here into frame, Bleep Blop? I met Bleep Blop. What do you think about the television? Does it scare you or anything?
Jesus Christ.
He's afraid. Because we're so close to where he was held captive that he's just
dude, afraid. You're doing this on the news?
Yeah.
You did Bleep Blop on the news?
So embarrassing.
I have video of this too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, oh my
Bleep
God.
Bleep Blop went all alien on the news. All right, continuing here.
Bleep Blop, don't eat the camera. We've already had that problem.
Yeah, he goes. So, Bleep Blop starts going really close to the camera, putting his head in like that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'll show you on the video.
So weird.
Let's put the video up on Instagram right. at BS in the Morning. Let's continue. Right.
Bleep Blop, don't eat the camera. We've already had that problem one time. So, Bleep Blop was actually kept captive in Area 51. We were able to rescue him. I took him over. We took some MDMA with the weirdo, you know, the people over there. So that's why he's...
The weirdos? I like how you're throwing everybody else under the bus. Oh, yeah, we did some MDMA with the weirdos over there. You're a scumbag.
Hey, with the weirdo, you know, the people over there. So that's why he's acting a little strange. This is really cool. I don't know if you guys know anybody that wants to buy an alien because I'm really trying to get rid of one. Is that something like that possible? Do you have any routes for me that way? Or?
We can probably look into it. We certainly have a lot of connections, so we can see if we can find someone who'd be willing to be the market for it.
What?
Awesome. Oh my God, that'd be great, dude.
See, we didn't get the audio from the video, so this is coming off of...
Yeah, this is coming off the camera next to them, like while they're doing it.
Okay. So what is he like? Is he loving that? I haven't seen the video.
He starts laughing, dude. Like, so he's like, what am I doing? I don't know if it's like, what am I doing with my life laughing? Or like, I think this is funny laughing, but either way, yeah. He's laughing at the moment.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah. And then he does offer to help us sell the alien. So.
All right. Well, let's continue. Real quick, shout out to Joe Bartels here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's interviewing Greg and Bleep Blop, the cleaning guy.
Awesome. Oh my God, that'd be great, dude. Bleep Blop, what do you think?
He'll be okay. Well, that's it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. There's Greg and Bleep Lop the Cleaning Guy being interviewed by Joe Bartels. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at @Joe_Bartels. Make sure you tweet at him. Just say, hey, I love the Bleep Lop interview.
That's amazing.
13 action. All in all, hell of a time. I had fun.
It was fun. Yeah, I mean, look, what are you going to do? There's almost so much you could do out there. Bleep Lop met some friends. He got a little punishment. He got probed. It was just a good time. Yeah.
All in all, it was a win.
Comp's Morning Show. Interviews full of dickery.
Do you have any life goals that you haven't achieved yet?
I want to be able to talk for 10 minutes without being funny.
Oh, well, I think you've achieved it so far in this interview, so.
BS in the Morning.
Excellent.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.